Okay, confirmed. 31 so far.
Okay, thank you. So that just signals that we can get started with the first of these two meetings. Now, for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm Simone Yearwood. This is my last official meeting as chair of the 2019-2020 session. And I will give you some brief instructions on how we're going to move forward with this particular session. So we're going to get through this particular meeting. I will pull up the agenda and the meeting material you should have received. I apologize for not resending it when I sent you the reminder, but I thought about it after the fact. But I will post it and I'll share my screen with the meeting details. After we get through the first meeting, we're going to take a 5-minute pause so that we can then do a second attendance for the new senators and the second session of a first meeting. At that point, I'm going to welcome in Jeremy Saroux, who will be serving as chair pro tempore until we can get through the first part of the elections process. And so with that being said, I'm going to share my screen to pull up the agenda for, nope, that's not it. Sorry, I'm gonna stop sharing it. I was looking at that, I had to print it. So it's over here, remote desktop. And here we are. And I'm going to ask for a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh, Professor Yearwood, I want to amend the agenda.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to make an amendment to the agenda.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sid.
No problem. I wanted to move to amend the agenda so that item 7A is nomination of faculty member to Auxiliary Enterprises Corporation, and that 7A becomes 7B.
Nomination
a faculty member to the Auxiliary Enterprises Corporation.
Yep. So that'll be 7B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other amendments? Okay. Hearing none. For another motion to accept as amended?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, the agenda has been accepted. I'm gonna stop sharing for a second. One thing that if I get, I don't know whether or not I need to successfully go through to say, if there's opposition, if anyone opposes, I will make sure that I say during the most important sessions, if anyone opposes any actions, I'll make sure that you have your feedback. Please be reminded that we are checking the chat. Brenda will be looking at it. You could either raise your hand or unmute yourself to discuss anything. So if I am not acknowledging you, just please speak out. And we'll make sure everyone is heard. So with that being said, approval of the minutes, I'm going to go back to the screen share. Approval of the Academic Senate minutes, Senate meeting minutes dated April 2nd. And they were quite extensive, so I won't really be able to go through them because there were about 74 pages of minutes. And I ask for a motion to accept the meeting minutes of April 2nd.
Moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any oppositions? Abstentions. Okay, so moved. Thank you. Moving on to the UCC Minutes dated April 2nd.
Hi, it's Ken Lord. I'd like to move approval of the UCC minutes of April 2nd. Ask unanimous consent.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposition? Abstentions? Okay, so moved. The GCC minutes dated April 1st.
I would like to move acceptance of the GCC minutes of April 1st with unanimous consent.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, so moved. Thank you. The nominating committee report dated May 7th, 2020.
Hi, this is Peixi Wong. I'm the chair of the nominating committee. I move to the unanimous approval of the nominating committee report.
Trying to pull it up. Sorry, there we go.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposition? Abstentions? Okay. So moved.
Thank you.
And then one page up. Okay. I'm going to turn the floor over to Dr. Berger, to open up the floor to discuss the resolution.
Okay. Has everyone seen the resolution?
It was submitted with the meeting details, and okay. I have it here on the screen as well.
Great, thank you. Just a quick summary then. There are two parts to the resolution. Both parts refer only to fully online programs, not to situations where there's one or two or more courses in a department. And the first part is asking the Board of Trustees to authorize an in-state tuition rate for out-of-state students in fully online programs. And the second asks for a change in the fee structure for such students to reflect the fact that they wouldn't be able to use a number of these services at Queens College, but would require other kinds of support from the college. This came at the request of the new MS Ed program in Family and Consumer Sciences, which has gone fully online this current year, but also reflects an increasing, albeit somewhat small, number of other fully online programs that are being added in the college. Three advanced certificates in special education, an advanced certificate in ethical and equitable practice in secondary education, the bilingual extension in elementary and early childhood education. My thanks to Sid, Ali, and Zaire for meeting with me to discuss and then address a number of student concerns about the original proposal I put forward. This is also not a motion. It simply follows the policy that we had with expertise of bringing the proposed resolution to the Senate for faculty and student feedback. I'm happy to answer any questions, but I don't want to belabor the point either.
And I'd like to open the floor for discussion.
Bill Blanford from School of Earth and Environmental Sciences. I haven't seen the final draft of this, but on a previous draft when I looked through this, I did not see any financial impact analysis that was being done of this considered action. The university is going to be, has in the past been really hurting for cash. In the fall, it's going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly from here on out. this idea could have significant ramifications for your department. And if you adopt it, then others may also want it for there to get that added benefit. And we're going to have a tough time balancing the books.
I actually don't think so, because currently the number of online students who come from out of state is relatively small. And this the new tuition rate of in-state tuition for online students would apply largely to the MSED program in Family and Consumer Sciences. The other programs currently address only New York State students as education programs. The reason that the MSED program has asked for this is to be competitive. It's a competitive landscape in a fully online education, and their experience thus far is that they will not be able to attract out-of-state students charging the full out-of-state tuition.
And but doesn't the same argument, sorry to interrupt, but doesn't that same argument apply to all programs broadly?
No, because...
So that you're asking for this exception for your program, I got that. But everybody, if they charge lower tuition, hey, they get more students. I think the financial impact has to be looked at for decisions, things like this. It just has to. Otherwise, holy shnikes, we could get in far worse shape.
This is the tuition policy at John Jay and School of Professional Studies, which are the biggest online schools in the CUNY system. A differential, the in-state tuition rate is used at SUNY as well. So this is pretty common practice for fully online programs. So again, I would simply stress that without this, you will not have students. You will not get their tuition, period.
This is Betsy Hendry, and in fact, John Jay has a proposal for exactly this that is going to be to the board Monday night. So it is different than for in-person programs where we would not be proposing this, but it is to make us competitive in the online market.
So in that case, it'd be wonderful. Is this going to be something that's going to generate more revenue for us?
Yes.
Well, then that's something I would be should really be pushed as a major positive, then I would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea, especially if that same rate could be applied to courses that are fully online that students are taking out of state just in general, like in summer, like a biochem course or something. It's something to think about, but for right now, I can... To lead the way with a program that is fully online as a start, and then we can discuss and go from there. Personally,
mm-hmm. Now that's certainly something to think about as we increase online generally.
The other thing I would just mention on this is that, I mean, everybody in this room, or most of you guys probably listen to NPR, you all know that Arizona State, all of their classes have to be online. I have several friends out there that are deans out there. It's a big push for them. Purdue is doing the same thing. This is the direction everybody has to go, but it's largely moving. Are we thinking about that as a large-scale venture, as a university?
But I don't know what is the overall attitude by the students, if the students support this move. Hello? Do we know what the students think about it?
The student concerns that were raised with me were with the change to the fee structure. And so what we have done is to protect student fees that apply to student organizations and student government, but take out charges for things that fairly large ticket chargers that students wouldn't be able to use, like the shuttle bus or the student union fee.
To answer your question about what students are thinking, the HM&S students hate it. They want to be back on campus as soon as possible. They don't like any of their courses online. They just don't feel like they're getting the same type of interaction.
The first thing that should be noted is this resolution has been underway for a while. It's just coinciding with our current close down, but it would have been something that was made regardless of what we're currently facing, if I'm not mistaken, because we discussed this back in February about the possibility of putting it on the agenda. It just so happened that it came while we're currently closed. So this would have been a new proposal for future online classes, not something addressing our current situation.
It also addresses programs that are choosing to go fully online and are seeing that as the desirable option. So the MSED and Family and Consumer Sciences in Finesse has made this decision to switch from being an in-person to fully online. This is not something that is addressing our current situation where many programs have been forced to go fully online, not by choice.
And this is reflective of a move where we are starting to put selected graduate programs online where we feel it gives us a competitive advantage and serves the students better. So it's only a limited number of programs at this point.
And in each of these programs so far, these are all programs that are doing this to be competitive, to try to expand their base of students by being fully online.
Okay, Rachel, did you want to?
Oh, I think Renee.
Renee.
No worries, Simone. No, I just think that going back to the suggestion of a cost-benefit analysis, if it's not already in that proposal, I think that would be an excellent condition. We're believing that it's a net benefit, but it appears that the proposal doesn't provide an estimate to support that contention. So it would just be a good precedent to set, especially if there's consideration that we will be engaging in increasing online activity. We want to take into account what's best for the students and what their feelings are having experienced online courses, but we also want to talk about the benefits of it. And students' current experience, unfortunately, is also, if it's adverse, it's also due to the rushed way in which we had to go to distance learning, and all of us couldn't necessarily do our very best. Some, like myself, had no prior online experience, so it's difficult. It needs training.
Absolutely, and I would say that in the four programs that currently are fully online, every faculty member has been trained extensively. Right. That's part of the preparation for going fully online.
Right.
For that very reason. In terms of cost, we're really, for the out-of-state tuition, this will apply to one program currently, the MSED in Family and Consumer Sciences. Mm-hmm. That program currently has about 30 students. This year, they've been fully online in the fall and spring semester. There are 3 out-of-state students. So the net cost by doing this is minimal so far. And their hope is that they can increase the size of the program, probably double the size of the program by having out-of-state students. But again, we're not talking currently about hundreds of students. So
right.
that these are not, this is not like the University of Arizona or Purdue where, or even John Jay with, where they're taking programs that they're scaling up into really big numbers. Mm-hmm. So far, the programs that have wanted to go fully online at Queens are kind of normal-sized programs that are trying to remain competitive and grow in the sense that your program would grow or any other, in by doubling or tripling or quadrupling into hundreds and hundreds.
Right. Got it.
Thank you.
So my understanding is that we don't need a motion on this, so this is for information.
No, this is to consult with faculty and students, which is what the Board of Trustees wants to happen before this goes to the board.
Yes. Can I ask that we move the agenda at this point?
Yes. So moved.
Thank you.
So one quick note. I totally skipped over announcements, but we're going to move through to 7B. And then we'll revert back to announcement before we wrap this up. So 7B, nomination of Faculty Auxiliary Enterprises Corps.
Yes. So hi, my name is Siddharth Malviya. For those of you who don't know, I'm the deputy chair. One of the things that I did earlier in my time as deputy chair was increase awareness about administrative boards that govern the finances of this university and faculty representation on those boards, one of which was the Auxiliary Enterprises Corporation that Professor Yearwood sent a memo out about, I believe, late February or early March. So I just wanted to make a motion to accept nominations for the Auxiliary Enterprises Corporation faculty seat, and I ask unanimous consent.
Seconded.
Nominations are open.
All right, I'd like to nominate Monica Casco.
Second? Any seconds?
Second.
Second.
Any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to ask the secretary to cast one ballot in favor of Monica Casco to the Auxiliary Enterprises Corporation. Thank you. Thank you, Professor Casco, for agreeing to serve. So I'm going to quickly go back to agenda item 3, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. Are there any open announcements? I open the floor for announcements.
Memorial. This is Steve Schwartz in physics. I'm sad to report that Howard Rose, a senior CLT in our department, passed away last month after a long illness. Many of you would be familiar with him as he worked with many departments on campus, and you'd remember his great sense of humor as well. So I ask for a moment of silence.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Any other announcements?
Yes. This is Bobby Brody from the Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. It's my sad duty to report that Marianne Cooper, who served as chair of the Graduate School of Library and Information Studies for 3 terms back in the 80s and 90s, passed away from COVID-19 last month. And I would ask for a few moments of silence in her memory.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Memorials?
This is Claudia Borgoa, psychology. And sadly, I have another death to report. Wilma Winnick, she was a long-term member of our faculty who started at Queens College in 1946. She as an adjunct, and then she joined the faculty in 1951. She also served various times as chair of our department. She died in the last week.
A moment of silence. Thank you. Any other announcements?
Yes, on behalf of the Counseling Center, I would just like to inform all the faculty and students that they are accepting new students in addition to the current ones that they are currently seeing.
Okay, thank you, Sid. Any other announcements?
I just wanted to bring up to the Academic Senate that a lot of our students, when they come back, when we finally do come back in the fall, may be dealing with grief. I know one of my research students' fathers died of COVID. So their family is under a lot more stress because they lost their primary earner. And I suspect a lot of our students may find that to be the case when we get back in the fall. So it's something we need to be kind of aware of.
Definitely. It will be noted and addressed. Thank you, Cherie. Any further final announcements? Okay, seeing none, I request a motion. Well, before I request the motion to adjourn, I'd just like to say, make one final statement, personal statement. I'd like to thank everyone. Those of you who I've worked with directly or indirectly, it has been truly a learning experience. I did not think I would like it, but amazingly, I think I like the chaos. I'm one of those people that needs every second to have something to do. So I truly appreciate your faith and confidence in allowing me to assist you and work alongside of you during this process. So thank you. With that, I'd like to ask for a thank you to you all. I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn the first meeting.
So moved.
Motion second.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Thank you to all of those who are leaving. And the second meeting will be started as soon as we can validate and verify the quorum. So thank you, everyone. We'll just
thank
need
you,
to
Simone.
Thank you, Simone.
Thank you,
Simone.
Thank you,
thank you,
Simone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Professor Yearwood.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Simone.
Thank you. So those of you who are remaining senators, you can please stay. We just need to do one more verification. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brenda, if you can verify when we've reached quorum.
Okay.
And then I will be turning over the floor to Jeremy Saru, who is the current chair of the Elections Committee and will be serving as chair pro tempore.
Confirmed, we have 31.
Okay, thank you. So this is the official start of the first meeting of the new Senate, and I will turn over the floor to Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to see you. Our
afternoon.
Our first item is the Election Committee report. I am announcing two amendments to the Elections Committee report of 2020. The first change is to the delegates from the Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. The delegates we have for 1 year terms are Shuheng Wu, spelled S-H-U-H-E-N-G. My apologies for pronunciation issues. And as alternate, James Lowry. Those are for 1 year terms. Also, change to delegates from the Department of Media Studies. Delegate Xinjiang Yao, my apologies again for pronunciation. First name spelled S-H-I-N-J-O-U-N-G. Last name is Y-E-O.
I said no history. Sorry.
Arden?
Jeremy, you can finish off of the media studies, and then I think Stephen wanted to update history, but we can do that after you're asking.
Certainly. And as alternate, Richard Maxwell, and those are both for 2 year terms. Please take it away, Professor.
Stephen, you had a comment. Okay.
I'm having confusion with my mic. I thought I was muted when I wasn't, and then I was. So I don't have anything to say about it now.
Okay.
So I asked that the Elections Committee report of 2020 be accepted as amended.
I make a motion.
We have a motion.
Seeing none, it's approved.
Oh, whoops.
Jeremy made a motion to accept the elections report as amended.
I'll second.
Jeremy, this is yours.
My next job, we are ready to move on.
Yep, you have to accept the report.
I do accept it.
Okay. Chair, elections of chair.
I will share back to the chair. Nominations and elections, holder of the chair. Jeremy?
Certainly. Open nominations for holder of the chair. I ask for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Simone Yearwood.
Second that.
Hello. I'd like to nominate Siddharth Malviya for holder of the chair.
I ask our secretary, do we open a poll?
Yes.
Okay.
We have to create a poll. One moment. You have to ask for additional nominations.
Are there any additional nominations?
Okay, we will be launching a poll.
This is not going to go well, is it?
Stephen, you're not muted.
I know. It's not.
Okay, one moment. I just need to hand this over to Brenda as a co-host to.
Okay. Did we have a second for Siddharth's nomination?
A second for Siddharth?
Second. Thank you.
Okay, Jeremy, you can go from there. And Brenda, you should have access to the poll.
I'm not seeing the poll.
Brenda
will be launching the poll, and you will have 45 seconds to respond. Thank you. Okay, the 45 seconds are up. I'm going to end the poll and I'm going to share the results. Simone Yearwood had 31 votes and Siddharth Malviya had 20.
Congrats, Professor.
And five abstain. Okay, so we have a new holder of the chair, Simone Yearwood. Congratulations.
Congratulations to our chair.
Thank you.
I'm asking to turn the floor back over to our chair.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. I'm going to share my screen to get back to the agenda. The next item, and thank you for your confidence in voting for me. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. Our second item is the deputy holder of the chair, and I open the floor for elections to deputy holder of the chair.
I would like to nominate Siddharth Malviya.
Second.
Any other nominations? Seeing none, I'd like to cast a ballot of one in favor of Siddharth as the holder of the chair for the 2020-2021 Senate. Thank you. I'd like to open the floor for a secretary.
I'd like to nominate Vidha Zaidi.
I'm sorry, can you spell that?
R-I-D-A, last name Z-A-I-D-I.
Rita Zaida? Zaida?
Yeah, Zaidi. Z-A-I-D-I.
Okay. Secretary, any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Brenda Salas.
Wait, for secretary?
I'm not sure if
Brenda Sorry.
Is eligible.
No, she's not a senator.
No, she's not.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Right, Brenda's not eligible. But she's capable. Okay, seeing no other nominations, I'd like to cast the ballot of one in favor of Rita Zaida as secretary.
Point of information, please.
I'm sorry, yes.
Since there are six members, faculty members of the Senate, and three student members, may I know whether the secretary, newly elected, is a faculty member or a student member?
Student.
Thank you. So we can have the correct number of seats. So with that being the case, for item number D for the executive committee, it's a 9-member committee. We will open with the faculty and we have to elect 5 faculty members for the executive committee. So I'd like to open the floor for the faculty.
I nominate Gloria Stoyanova.
Gloria?
Is that a faculty member?
Can you pronounce the last name?
G-L-O-R-A, G-L-O-R-I-A, and then the last name is S-T-O-Y-A-N-O-V-A.
Can you confirm what department she's with?
I'm not really sure.
Point of order, I know this person, that's a student.
Okay.
Gloria's a student.
I'm sorry, this is open for faculty nominations at this point.
Simone?
Yes, please.
I have 3 people I would like to nominate faculty members for the executive committee.
Thank you.
They are Anne Azzolini, A-Z-Z-O-L-I-N-I, Teresa Gurl, G-U-R-L, and Barbara Moore.
Professor Yearwood, I have 2 more nominations. I'd like to nominate Stephen Grover and James Vaca.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, I'd like to cast the ballot and thank each and every one of them for their service on the executive committee. Now, with the student seats, there were three seats, two of which have been filled. So there is one open seat for a student on the executive committee. I'd like to open the floor.
I'll nominate Ali Haider Hassan, and I can provide you the correct spelling in the chat.
I'd like to nominate Michael Yuboff.
Okay, I'm going to, okay. Brenda,
you... That's a student?
Let's get through,
I'm taking out. Okay. Michael what?
Yuboff. They don't have to be on the Senate, or do they?
I'm sorry, this is where I... Gloria Stoyanova.
Okay, let's do this one at a time first. So we had one name of Ali Hadia.
Ali Haider Hassan.
Yes. And then the second name was Michael. If you could pronounce this, the spelling of this last name.
Yuabov, Y-U-A-B-O-V.
And then the second was, the third was Gloria. Stoyarova, Stoyanova?
Yes, Stoyanova.
Any other nominations for the final seat for student on the Executive Committee of the Academic Senate? Okay, seeing none, I will open up a ballot. Let me just give me 2 seconds. This is student. Okay, we're about to cast, open up the ballot. You will have 45 seconds. And this
is year one.
I'm sorry.
Just a quick question. Given the amount of people, is it maybe customary they say a few words given the competition? Since nobody knows who they are.
I apologize. Well, thank you for that. Sid.
Yeah.
Ali.
Can I ask a procedural vote? A procedural question. Since we have three nominees, would the winner be the winner who gets a plurality, or would there be a
31?
It's still 31.
Excuse me?
It's 31. They'd need 31 affirmative votes. What tends to happen is we open the floor for all three. 31 affirmative votes. If we do not get 31 in the first round, the person with the least amount of votes will be dropped, and then there will be a vote off between the additional two, the other two. If we do not get 31 from that, then it'll be postponed until fall.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay. So, Ali?
Hi, everyone. I hope all is well. I hope everyone's safe and everyone's healthy. So I'm running for the executive committee seat. So a little bit about me, I'm currently the treasurer of Student Association. I'm also the chair of our Student Senate at Queens College. I'm also serving right now, before this meeting ended, I served a year as executive committee member of the Academic Senate with Simone Yearwood and fellow students like Sid. So I have a lot of knowledge of the Senate and how it works. Like I said, I also chair the Senate of Student Senate, while I'm also a USS delegate of Vice Chair of the University Student Senate. So I have a lot of experience in policies, academics, working in the Senate, working with people. And So I plan to run again for another year in the Academic Senate with that committee with Simone, and yeah.
Would Michael happen to be present?
No, he's not present, but I can speak for him. Michael Yubov is a Macaulay Honors student, a sophomore. He is also a member of the Chemistry Honors Society and a member of HMNS. And he's beginning to get interested in being active in student government and as it relates to the sciences. So.
Thank you. Gloria?
Thank you all for being here. My name is Gloria Stoyanova. So I started off my college journey with a major in graphic design, and since then I have declared a second major in biology, and I will devote the rest of my life to science. I'm currently in the HMNS program at our college, in addition to the Mark USTAR program, which is sponsored by the National Institutes of Health. This is my fourth year at Queens College, and I would like to serve on the Academic Senate Executive Committee. I've been involved with the Academic Senate since last fall, as I strongly believe that it's important for student representation, especially in strong governance bodies like this one. As for my experience working with the Senate, I was nominated by the Provost at the floor of the Academic Senate last November to serve on the Dean of Math and Natural Science Search Committee. Most recently, I was nominated at the February meeting to be a part of the nominating committee. Having had plenty of experience working with the Senate and getting accustomed to its ways, I believe that I would serve the Senate well if elected to the Executive Committee. With respect to my opponent, I believe that I will be able to bring a unique perspective to the Executive Committee based on my knowledge and service to the Senate thus far, and serve to lead us during this crisis. As I mentioned earlier, I have a thorough understanding of how the Senate operates, and I stand before you today not for the purposes of bettering myself and my reputation. It is so I may devote every minute of my time in service to my college. I ask that the members of the Senate cast their vote for my candidacy, as I am willing to devote my service, my time, and all my efforts to serving it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gloria. With that, I will open the poll. The poll will remain open for 45 seconds. And forgive me if I've misspelled any names.
I am a new sen. Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Simone, for letting us speak.
Wait, I have a question. How many are we voting for out of the three?
One.
So there'll be one student.
One open seat.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to end the poll, and then I'd just like to share the results. We did not get an affirmative 31, so I'm going to share the results, and we will be doing a vote-off between Ali Hadia and Gloria Stoyanova. Thank you, Michael, for your interest, and just give me 1 second to relaunch the poll.
Are we allowed to speak for a couple seconds?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. So I just wanted to say thank you guys for voting. I served, like I said before, I served on the executive committee for a year. I've served as USS delegate for the University Student Senate. I'm also the treasurer of the Student Association. By respect to my opponent, I have much more understanding of the Senate and the executive committee than any other candidate running right now. So I'd love to have your support and support me and support rest of all the students and working together with the Senate. And I'm also in close ties with the student government. I'm the executive board of Student Association, and I'm also the chair of the Student Senate. So I'm the key between the student senators and the faculties and the academic Senate and communicating with them. Also, while working with Simone previously last year, and working with student senators to make sure students were well represented in not only these committees, but in the entire Senate and all these policies, while also working with all the US, UFS, University Faculty Senate members. as a delegate of USS to on a CUNY-wide level, advocating for CUNY students throughout CUNY, not only Queens College. And I just love, like, I'd love for you guys to have to support me in this candidacy. Thank you.
Thank you, Allie. Gloria?
Yes, I just wanted to say that most of my experience is working directly with committees that serve the students rather than with the faculty, but I'm always willing to learn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Brenda, can you launch the poll?
Okay.
It's the third poll.
Okay. Okay, I've launched the poll. Okay, 45 seconds are up. Gloria Stoyanova, 32 votes.
Can you open, can you share the results? And give the data?
Okay, can you see the results?
Yes.
Okay. Ali Haider Hassan, 25 votes. Gloria Stoyanova, 32. And 3 abstain.
Okay, and Ali, thank you for your service. And Gloria, thank you and welcome to Executive Committee. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, I have to reclaim host. Sorry. Okay, to get back to the agenda. The nominating committee. There is an election of 5 members, 2 faculty members, and 1 from social sciences, 1 from arts and humanities, and then 3 students from that are declared in the divisions of education, arts and humanities, and the social sciences. So I'd like to start by opening the floor for nominations to the nominating committee for faculty members, beginning with the social science, the division of the social sciences. Floor is open for nomination. Okay. Seeing none, we will defer that until the fall. And I'd like to open the floor for nomination of the faculty member from the Division of Arts and Humanities. Okay, seeing none, I'd like to defer that until the fall as well. 3 student members, beginning with education, the Division of Education. Any nominations? Arts and Humanities. Nomination.
I'll nominate Gloria Stoyanova.
Any other nominations, Arts and Humanities? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to cast a vote of 1 in favor of Gloria. Thank you, Gloria, for agreeing to serve. I'm assuming you're agreeing to serve because you didn't abstain or reject the nomination. So thank you. And now in the final seat, social sciences, a student nomination for student.
I'll I'll nominate Kimberly Wiley, and I'll give you the spelling in the chat.
Any other nominations for social sciences? Seeing none, I'd like to, should I? I'm trying to figure out if I have to ask.
Hey Shane, sorry.
I'm doing pretty good. Unfortunately, what I'm doing here is I'm on the Faculty Senate. So in the background, I'm also hearing nominations for the blank committee. So, well, it's...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if he was talking to the group or if he's on another... Paul, so I
that's that way.
I've just muted him, and if he was speaking to us, he can unmute himself. Okay, so we left that nomination. Kimberly was nominated to the Division of Social Sciences. Yes, yeah, Social Sciences. I have to be honest, I'm not 100% sure if I can just cast a vote of one for Kimberly, or I think it would be easier to ask if, because Kimberly is not here to reject, so, or accept. All in favor to accept Kimberly?
Yeah, actually.
I think she is here.
Oh, Kimberly is here? I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's a senator. I think she should be here.
I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, thank you, Kimberly. Oh. Sorry. So, seeing none, I will cast a favor, a vote of one in favor of Kimberly Wiley for the nominating committee, Social Sciences, Division of Social Sciences, student representative. Thank you. I'm going to go back to sharing my screen. And that was the end of that. I'm going to stop sharing my screen, and I will make note officially that Dave Fields has agreed to serve as parliamentarian. So I will be naming Dave Fields as parliamentarian to the Academic Senate. And he's currently safe somewhere up in Massachusetts, but he has no Wi-Fi. So he cannot participate with us just yet, but he has eagerly agreed to continue to assist me along with the Senate. I'd like to thank everyone, not only for your support, but for your ability to be available, especially the executive committee over the course of the summer. I will send out a secondary message, making sure we have correct contact. And this is under the guidance of any issues that may arise over the summer that might need the executive committee to step in place of the Senate for decisions being made prior to the start of the semester. With that said, I'd like to thank everyone, ask you to be safe, be smart, and stay healthy. Thank you, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Simone.
Thanks
a lot, Simone.
Thank you.
So moved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simone.
Bye-bye. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. You too. Bye.